This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I'm going to open the phones up at the bottom of the hour. And I want to specifically ask you, the listeners, we're starting to really turn the tide and have some big victories of nationalism, of productivity, of prosperity for the average person, the cornucopia of the free market. The globalists don't like that, obviously. How are they going to counterstrike? What do you expect them to do, claiming Trump's involved in a coup, so they've got to remove him? See, that's what they're doing, but they turn it around, so when they engage in it, they claim they're stopping a dictator when there's no evidence of that. What do you think they're going to pull? What do you think they've got up their sleeve? What do they got in their back pocket? What's the ace in the hole? Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Long-time callers, first-time callers, I want to hear from you specifically on that subject and the historic tax cuts. What do you think of them? And there's over 30 big things it does. It's just dizzying. Is Trump not real? He does some things I don't like, but he really is the president. He really is returning power back to our nation. It really is a big deal. And we got so many other big stories we're going to cover in the next segment. But first, I wanted to play this piece here. Dems lead delusional uprising over possible Mueller firing.
Just voices of blind hypocrisy who want Americans to know that we should ignore all of the overwhelming evidence of a fabricated witch hunt against President Trump. Instead, join them in their flabbergasted disgust that anyone would even consider ending Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation of Russia White House collusion fiction.
Mr. President, I rise today concerned about the threats to the special counsel's critical investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 election. Over the last several weeks, a growing chorus of irresponsible and reckless voices have called for President Trump to shut down Special Counsel Mueller's investigation. At first, these calls came from the fringes of our political discourse. Those who would refuse to put our country and our security before base political instincts.
Yeah, none of this is true.
Earlier this year, many of my colleagues on both sides of the aisle were right to push back.
We don't want to go anywhere now. He's just totally discredited.
Calls and urge that the special counsel be allowed to do his job without interference.
Yeah, that means let him violate the law, let him do whatever he wants.
Recent weeks,
don't talk back to him. He's God.
Seem to be growing in stridency and in volume.
No, what's growing is he's discredited. He's been caught red-handed.
One major news organization suggested that Special Counsel Mueller could be involved in a coup against the president.
Oh,
but one senior advisor at the White House has now outrageously alleged that the fix was in against Donald Trump from the beginning.
You know who said coup first,
I sat
right?
through a Judiciary Committee hearing that I thought was disgraceful. With
I'm on to
members,
you.
On the other side of the aisle.
Hello.
Trying to smear not only FBI Director Christopher Wray, but also
I mean, we can
Rod
beat
Rosenstein
these guys. These are wimps. Trying to play
these
dictator.
Are good people. They
You're not
going to
stop our prosperity. You're not running our lives anymore. You're not getting our guns,
the
Phil.
The Women's March was large. Wait till you see what happens if the president actually tries to take these unconstitutional and what would really amount to criminal actions, because he would be obstructing justice.
Yeah.
But ever since he whipped up chants of lock her up in the 2016 campaign,
ooh, where'd that come
Donald
from?
Trump has displayed complete ignorance of the difference between a constitutional democracy and a banana republic. A complete ignorance.
Yeah, they want to kill Trump, lock him up for no reason. We just say Hillary for president, lock her up, and then we're the bad guys.
For us, they inhabit a world of law, facts, and evidence.
Oh, yeah,
they
Mueller does.
They be forced to execute the president's personal
where, in fantasy land?
Or prosecute his enemies, real
or in a magical kingdom, like in your hair?
Support.
What's that Dr. Seuss book where like they live in somebody's hair? It's a whole universe?
Facts.
Someone please show me a Democrat not politicizing every aspect.
We'll be right back. Good job, John Bowne. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, maybe even sooner, I'm going to take your phone calls on Trump's first year, because he hit the ground running as president-elect, so I'd say it's about a year now, even though January 20th is when he got in officially. November 8th is when he got became president-elect. But he hit the ground running. So I'd say right about now, Trump has been president for a year. So he did hit the ground running. He understood time was of the essence. He couldn't let the economy stall out. First thing he did before he even got his government organized was make thousands of phone calls telling corporations he was going to cut taxes and please invest in America or the whole thing's going to go belly up. Then he called and thanked people politically for what they'd done, myself and others, thousands. He's a titanous workhorse. And then he called world leaders and people and started talking to them and doing diplomatic stuff. And that's all on record what the president did. First, stabilize the economy, emergency. Then thank the people that helped. Then start dealing with the rest of the world. At first, stabilize the ship. America first. America first. America first. America first. And now, a year later, Trump's been in a year now. And this is a fair time to average all the stuff he did as president-elect with when he officially became president. He's been a president a year. And how has he done? What do you think about the situation? What are the pluses? What are the minuses? But just remember, he's not God. He can't get it all done. I'm surprised how much he's gotten done. It's been miraculous. And they said he'd never get the tax cuts through, on and on and on. And they played all the race games. There's new statistics out. And it's not that Hispanics that make up something like 70% of immigrants coming to the country are inherently criminal. It's that there is a contingent already fleeing justice, like Americans flee to Mexico and vice versa, that don't have real names, have fake IDs that the Mexican consulate will give them. All these corrupt state governments and local governments will give them IDs, and they are just above the law, and they mainly feed, if you look at the statistics, on other Hispanics. So, I'm going to go to some new statistics in a moment with Tucker Carlson breaking that down, but Jorge Ramos. I mean, I can't go to Mexico and then go have a baby for free and have it taken care of. They'd laugh at me. I can't go to Mexico and just do whatever I want, especially if I'm not working. Mexico gets illegal aliens from Latin America and gives them 6 months to a year hard labor and tortures them. That's in the London Guardian, and I'm not defending that. The point is, acting like America is the worst thing on earth is not true, and then the Democrats try to turn Hispanics particularly into a new racial group and make it race-based politics, and that's failing, and that's good news for everybody. So Jorge Ramos says he's now having the worst time of his life in the U.S. With Donald Trump there, I have never been treated so badly. I've never been insulted so much. We've never been attacked so much. They have never tried to run us out as much as now, Ramos vented in an interview with the Spanish radio network. Ramos, who proclaimed himself is not the enemy, but an opponent of Trump in the interview, complained about the massive blowback he's received since deciding to use his media platform to openly oppose the choice over 62 million Americans who voted in last year's election. Then he complains about social networks. The social networks are 10 to 1 against libertarians, nationalists, and conservatives. But we know most of them are bots. We know it's fake. So we don't care if we get ridiculed. We keep hammering back. But everybody knows the Democrats, the globalists, the liberals are way more threatening, way more hateful, constantly calling for violence. And then when Kate Stanley gets shot in the back and the virtue signaling, mainly white jury, lets the guy who'd been deported, what, five times and committed all these crimes, lets him go. Not even manslaughter. Not even accidental. Because they couldn't signal that it was wrong to shoot her in the back. What about Kate? Well, signs were put up at the university there in San Francisco, and folks pulled them down and said, this is racist. All it said was she had dreams, too. Like, she's a human, too. She has rights, too. But then Nancy Pelosi virtue signals and says, illegal migrants embody the best of our nation. Not migrants, not people coming here to work, not people coming here to be Americans, but migrants, which means illegals. Illegal migrants, quote, embody the best of our nation, says the leader of the Democrats in the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi. The flattery of illegals came December 21st as Pelosi urged the House Committee on Rules to include an amnesty for 3.25 million Dreamer illegals in two-week budget resolution. The problem is most of those folks are 40 years old with fake names. They're not really Dreamers. It's kind of like the Islamicists, where you got 30-year-old and 25-year-old men in Dutch, Swiss, Dutch, Swedish, and German schools because they say they're 16. And then she goes on to say, they embody the best of our nation's patriotism, hard work, perseverance, Pelosi said of the Dreamers. She added that Congress shouldn't leave them to celebrate the holidays in fear. Oh, really? What about Kate Stanley? Meanwhile, so it was terrorism. Attacker who rammed his car into victims, upset at mistreatment of Muslims. And of course, you've had hundreds of these attacks the last few years in Russia, Europe, here, all over. And most of the time, they'll never even say it's Islamicist. In fact, in Sweden and in other areas, they won't release the name. They've passed laws and regulations saying it's racist if the guy's name is Habib or Hamamad or Ahmed or whatever. It's just incredible. So that story's up on NewsWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com from Paul Joseph Watson. Please get it out to everybody. Meanwhile, Morrissey comes out, more of a classical liberal, and says, fake news media get angry if you say something that reflects the will of Europe. Yeah, they're saying it's racist to want to have vetted people coming into the country when all the globalists are doing is openly erasing people's cultures. Now, let's go to the Tucker Carlson piece where they break down the statistics, never-before-seen statistics, proving illegal aliens commit massively disproportionate amount of crime.
Evening, we've got brand new numbers, striking numbers that have never been seen before, and they may reshape how you think about illegal immigration. So you've heard the same line a million times. It's repeated like a mantra by the left during every debate on the subject. All immigrants are hardworking and law-abiding. They do jobs you wouldn't consider doing, and they do them cheerfully. They sacrifice for their families in ways you probably don't. In fact, and this is always the last point, it's always delivered with the confident satisfaction of someone shutting down a debate with superior data, undocumented immigrants actually commit fewer crimes on average than native-born Americans. Not only are immigrants more virtuous than you are, but they're safer to be around. In other words, stop complaining. They're your superiors. But wait, are we sure that that is true? Are people who are in this country precisely because they were willing to break our immigration laws really less likely to break other kinds of laws? It doesn't make a lot of sense. Yet until today, strangely enough, no one could say for sure whether it was true, because reliable statistics didn't seem to exist. Our government tracks pretty much every trend and every phenomenon you can think of, from how many pounds of pistachio nuts are recalled every year to how many fifth graders are injured on swing sets to how many people die in bathtubs. This is a nation of record keepers. We're overseen by an army of spreadsheet-wielding bureaucrats. Numbers control our lives, except on this subject. Somehow, the government went for years without honestly trying to track the volume of crime committed by illegal immigrants in this country. Maybe they were too incompetent to do it. More likely, they didn't want you to know the answer or to think about it even. In any case, we now for the first time have the actual numbers, and here they are. According to statistics from the U.S. Sentencing Commission, non-citizens are actually far more likely to commit serious crimes than Americans are. Non-citizens account for 22%, more than a fifth, of all federal murder convictions.
You know what? Let's stop right here. Let's back this up, but 30 seconds. I'm going to come back and break this down. And the reason I knew this was the statistics were already there. Hispanic immigrants, on average, have a low crime rate, but there is a minority subgroup of hardened criminals that commit hugely disproportionate amounts of crime because they can't be tracked. That's why you have this anomaly. We'll explain it on the other side. Both sides of this are actually true. Stay with us.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Coming up in the next segment, your phone calls. So continuing here, I'm a news hound. I've been a news hound for 25 years. I've been on air 22 years. And so I actually look at the statistics, and I talk to law enforcement, and I check into it. And so that's why I've understood that statistically, immigrants to this country from all over the world come here because they want to work, they want to be successful. Now more and more, though, you have people coming here to have anchor babies. So that's now not people from Mexico. That used to be the biggest group. It's now Chinese women. Thousands and thousands a week come here, middle-class Chinese women, to have their baby for free. Then the baby becomes a U.S. citizen, and now they have a toehold here in the U.S. We shouldn't have to pay for that. So, again, we know the statistics piece by piece. And on average, the cliche, the Hispanic workers out of Mexico, wherever, coming off farms down there, like farm boys used to, you know, come off farms, you know, here in the 50s and 60s. They have just been third world. They haven't been industrialized yet, so they're behind. So just like my grandfathers were good, hardworking guys that came off the farm. And you know, nowadays, you know, people aren't as tough or strong or hardworking as their grandfathers. We've gotten decadent in America. So the cliche is true. Farm boys coming off a farm in Mexico are going to get the job done and usually aren't criminals and, you know, they're more country boy than most guys in Texas. That's where cowboy hats and boots came from, Spain, and were then developed in Mexico and Chile. But there is a narco-terrorist culture and a gang culture and a drug culture in Latin America that is a minority but particularly vicious that creates a disproportionate amount of crime, and that's true. Just like black-on-black crime is stratospheric. These are demographic things that go on and are facts. So, yes, the average Hispanic person isn't some foaming-at-the-mouth criminal. But there are criminal gangs coming in and criminal groups and mentally ill people and serial killers, like the railway killer, that killed, they think, 40-something people. And he had all these different names and stuff. It's dangerous. And it's crazy. I mean, one of these crazy guys shoots a woman in the back. The liberal jury won't even do anything about it. And that's the issue. That's what's wrong with this, is that there's this thing where they're making people above the law. And the argument is, well, people from Latin America already won't call the police. They're already scared of the system, and they're scared of repercussions. And that's true, because in those countries, if you do report on the criminal gangs, they'll kill you. And that's where the real statistics are. It's much higher than even these statistics show, because Hispanics on average report crime on the lowest levels out there. You can look it up. And so a lot of people just get disappeared. And by the way, who mainly gets disappeared? Who do gangs usually target mainly? Their own group. The worst thing for Hispanics in America are these undocumented criminal gangs, and they'll tell you that. But you go see a Robert Rodriguez movie, it's rednecks and cowboy hats shooting pregnant Mexicans in the stomach. Let me tell you who's raping and killing Mexicans. It's the drug cartels, and they've dug up hundreds of thousands, over 100,000 people. And almost all of them got killed by those satanic drug gangs. That's the facts. Robert Rodriguez, you are a Mexican supremacist racist, but you're not actually helping your people. You're not a real supremacist. You're not telling them don't take Gardasil or whatever. You're sitting there telling them the gringo's killing them, when the average gringo is a self-loathing, guilty wimp. And I'm sick of it. Your problem is not your local gringo. Your problem is the globalist. And your problem is Carlos Slim. And your problem is the big mega combines that are controlling the society. and attacking our families and everybody. And your enemy is the abortuaries that are working as hard as they can to abort your kids. Am I a leftist trying to get the Hispanic kids aborted? Hell no. Am I trying to get the black kids aborted? No. Even though they're getting turned into weapons against me by the brainwashing machine, I'm chivalrous and I will not go to that level. But the real enemy is the globalist. That's all of our enemy. And Trump is bringing back prosperity for everybody if we want it. Now, let's go ahead and play the rest here with Tucker Carlson. And then I'm going to go to break, and I'm going to come back and go to your calls. But I've got to get to some really sickening news that just went live on InfoWars.com with Kit Daniels. It is so incredible, but I'm not going to tell you about it until the next segment. Let's finish up with Tucker Carlson and the statistics. And it's worse than this. It's way worse than this. I mean, my God, the unmarked graves are digging up 90% of the time. There is a Hispanic woman, her kids, in the grave, and it's because somebody back home didn't pay off, and it's sick, and they're treated like animals by the criminal class in Mexico, and I'm sick of it. That's why everybody should be armed in Mexico. They should have their own Second Amendment. They should have their own Reformation and turn this around. Let's go ahead and go to this clip.
We now, for the first time, have the actual numbers, and here they are. According to statistics from the U.S. Sentencing Commission, non-citizens are actually far more likely to commit serious crimes than Americans are. Non-citizens account for 22%, more than a fifth, of all federal murder convictions, 18% of fraud convictions, 33% of money laundering convictions, 29% of drug trafficking convictions, and 72% of convictions for drug possession. Meanwhile, the non-citizen percentage of the American population, about 7%. So that is a massively disproportionate amount of crime. Not even close. No, immigrants are not more law-abiding and less dangerous than Americans. That's totally untrue. Indeed, it's the opposite of the truth. Non-citizens are more likely to be arrested, convicted, and imprisoned for serious crimes than people who were born here. Much more likely. So why didn't we know this until now? Why have so many people been lying to us about this for so long? That's a question we plan to ask a whole bunch of people.
All right, very powerful information. Extremely powerful. We're going to go to break and come back to this Kit Daniels news that Daria brought to my attention. And then I'm going to go to your phone calls for the entire balance of the transmission today on this Friday edition. We're going to take hours and hours of phone calls right into the fourth hour. We got Zach in Morocco, who we'll go to first, our military source on what's happening militarily around the world. Again, a source known to us, a big news breaking source. And I've got the other article. Marine Corps general says we're about to have a big war. And I know it's in the stat, guys. We just reprint it for me. Thank you. So that's coming up. Just briefly, I want to thank the listeners for all they've done making this broadcast possible. Without you, we wouldn't be here. And you've done it again. This December was better than last December for our funding. Not a lot bigger, but the fact that almost everybody else has contracted because last year was an election year, but that we have expanded despite all the censorship, all the attacks, getting our sponsors, kicking us off Google ads. Despite all that, in 2017, we have now brought in more capital than we did in 2016. I salute you all, and I thank you. And we just crossed that line a few days ago. So I will be able to hopefully expand and hire another 5-6 reporters, more editors, more video people, finish out the new studio, buy more satellite time on TV, and reach out to UHF, VHF, and cable for the big expansion this year into a terrestrial television because of all the censorship we're facing on the internet. So I salute you, and despite all the attacks, thank you for the prayers. We made it through it so far by the grace of our Heavenly Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. So again, all the praise goes to Christ. And all the thanks goes, again, to God. And I just want to ask you all to commit to help fortify and help us move forward. InfoWarsStore.com, still 50% off. Some areas of the U.S. you'll still get it before Christmas. But give yourself the gift of high-quality fluoride-free toothpaste. Give yourself the gift of Myco ZX out for over 6 months. Now back in stock, 25% off. A next-level probiotic that gets the fungus, the mold, the yeast, and destroys its the slime wall it creates to steal your nutrients. It's very important. Most people have this problem. Get your Myco ZX back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Thank you all. You have beat the enemy. You have crushed them. Your will has crushed the enemy.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Public.
Yeah!
He's back.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We are the resistance to the globalists and their worldwide corporate tyranny. And we are well on our way to restoring our republic with our prosperity, our Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and so much more. Ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, Alex Jones. Infowars.com and NewsWars.com are the main sites. We're going to be talking to Zach in Morocco. who's a great military source for us about big breaking news in a moment, and then I will go to your calls. And then we'll break down the big article in the Army Times with a top Marine general saying war is basically imminent. Top Marine general, there's a war coming. So that's also in the Hill. It's also in the Army Times. You name it. It is big news, ladies and gentlemen. That is where all this is going. So as great as I think Trump is and as much as I like what's happening, I do not like the direction we're going on this front. So we'll be talking about that with Zach and others coming up. First off, ladies and gentlemen, every time I cover these issues, the media comes out and misrepresents what I've said. I don't want heterosexual. I don't want homosexual. I don't want anything sexual being taught to children. If they want to have health class, you know, in the seventh, eighth grade, teach them about the mechanics of the body, fine. But parents that didn't want that decades ago knew where the sexualization of children angle was leading. Give them a textbook, whatever, but don't sit there and have the system getting involved in the reproductive system of our children. The state's always been obsessed with this as a tool of social control. And last week I covered Discovery Channel, History Channel, and other shows about this new big trend of hundreds of new acronyms, of new sexual designations, and so many things. I said it's PQLGL39QX59QLPLZ. I mean, there's people having sex with their automobiles now and appliances, and that's a huge new fetish thing that's growing on TV I've seen. It's all being pushed to break up the family. The globalists admit that. I mean, it's a fact. It doesn't, you know, even judging people, as long as they're consenting adults. This is an admitted program, and the estrogen mimickers and all of it, and the social engineers don't want to have a real debate about this. So we then see things put out by Disney like Feminist Baby that says you can be a boy or a girl, and then it's got a weird image of the baby naked when you first open it up. I mean, it's just, it's all this sexualization of children. That's sold in Target. And then Camille Paglia, who's a classical liberal and a lesbian, came out and points out that transgender propagandists are committing child abuse. I mean, they're going into five-year-olds and telling them, you're not really a boy, you're not really a girl. Absolutely. And kids think it's like playtime, like playing they're a fireman or playing they're a police person or whatever. And then they go, here, now, here's your fake genitals. Wear this, you're now a boy. Or you're now a girl. Let's dress a boy as a girl and teach him how to tuck it between his legs. And let's teach a girl she's a boy. So the article is up on Infowars.com. Little transgender shop sells fake genitals for little girls. Stand to pee genitals, the P word, designed for ages 8 to 13, store proudly declares. I won't even say the name because YouTube will use it to age restrict it, so I can't warn people if I say what they're going to teach three-year-olds. You understand? I can't say to you on talk radio or on YouTube what they're doing to children because it might hurt children, but they're doing it to children. The mother of a young transgender is selling fake genitals for little girls. Fake Johnson's. Her website, transkids.biz, offers products ranging from tiny silicone male genitals in circumcised and uncircumcised models, genitals pack holders, so little cars, little dolls, you have a little pack holder, and transgender books for kids. A girl like any other. Backwards Day, teaching you to be a girl. Princess of Great Darling. Trans Kids is run by Sarah, who also runs a site for trans guys called FT, I can't even pronounce this, says the About Us page featuring a pink-haired proprietor, after years of helping adults find high-quality gender expression gear, she saw the need for a site and a store that focused more on kids and their unique needs. Yeah, it's kind of like, I owned a liquor store and sold to adults at 21, but now I'm going to sell liquor directly to kids. If you want to sell this to adults, lady, knock yourself out. Stay away from kids. Stay away. Sarah is also the parent. This is what Camille Paglia talks about. Can you imagine? She's also the parent of a young transgender girl. So she has a son that she's taught to be a boy. or she's got a son, she's taught to be a girl. How would you believe this? Sarah is also the parent of a young transgender girl. So she hopes, you're not supposed to use the word girl. Oh, but see, they define what words you can use. They can use it. Sarah is also the parent of a young transgender girl. So she hopes that all parents coming here can trust this is a safe and affirming place where helping your kids live fully is our main goal. The fake gel genitals are designed for ages 8 to 13 according to their product page. This is the smallest stand-to-pee device that we have seen. It states, designed especially for younger folks, 8 to 13 years old, these are discreet enough that they can be worn all day under the clothes. If your child was assigned female at birth but wants to stand up while urinating, this just might work great for them. And then we've got the images of it. I mean, this is the bizarre perversion, the weirdness, the mass mental illness. Just like all over the UK and the US, they're now paying to have their eyes removed or Drano poured in their eyes. And the taxpayers will pay for you to be blind because you identify as a blind person. That's mental illness. People are now identifying as dogs. The story underscores how young children are increasingly being pressured to reconsider their gender identity, which critics have blasted as a form of child abuse. And then that's Camille Paglia talking about it. But there's another factor at play. Estrogen mimickers in household goods and grocery stores and groceries, especially bisphenol A in plastics and atrazine, as well as foods highly processed with soy ingredients, both of which are said to contribute to the low testosterone soy boy pandemic. Bisphenol A, BPA in particular, is known as a gender-bending chemical because of its link to male impotence and low sperm counts. Yeah, me and my son were driving to work this morning because he's off because of Christmas, and I saw a one of those little mini cars, and the British one, I forget the name, and it had a pink license plate and said resist, and I said, wait, it's going to be a soy boy. We drove by, the guy looked like a concentration camp victim, and every time you see it, I mean, they are just totally leaderless. They have no idea. They're totally confused. They just glom onto media, glom onto the bots that tell them, have a pink license plate, you know, drive the little mini car. And again, if one person was doing it, or 10 people, or 1,000, it's a cult. Estrogen mimickers increase estrogen activity in young men, leading to social anxiety and bitch tits, that's medically called. So it's really not surprising that there's a generation of celibate hipsters running around in skinny jeans who are scared to death of the first of fist fights and women. Yeah, that's it. And it's been done. So here's the website, Trans Kids. And this is what's being pushed in the schools. It's what's being pushed with the sexualization, with drag queens at the schools and kids pole dancing and giving drag queens money. I mean, you wouldn't have a heterosexual, a woman in there pole dancing and three-year-olds and five-year-olds handing them cash. That's for topless bars. Stop sexualizing children. Stop doing it. It's child abuse, just like Camille Paglia said, and it's all about the sexualization of children. It's an agenda of Hollywood and the globalists, and it's meant to break up our families and make us leaderless and absolutely in the male and the female biologically under the THX-1138 Brave New World program of UNESCO and the UN, which is documented and admitted. Look up atrazine. Look it all up for yourself. We're going to go to break and come back with Zach in Morocco with his latest information, and then all of your phone calls through this hour right into the next. Speak out. Say no to this. Be aware of it. Understand, the parents doing this to young children, in my view, are abusing them. This is abusive. It's bizarre. It's sick. We'll be right back. Stop experimenting on your children. But after all, we're all in a big experiment right now. Under globalism. We're under chemical, biological, cultural, and spiritual attack. Wake up, resist, and we will win.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com by Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at kdarmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You mark my words. YouTube, Facebook, and others are either going to take the video down when I upload this or say it's age-restricted, because that's how they keep the public from learning what's going on with the children. It's all an agenda. They can go into 3- and 4- and 5-year-olds in public schools and tell them, you're a little girl if you're a boy. You're a boy if you're a little girl. You're a girl if you're a little boy. And vice versa, as Camille Paglia says, serious child abuse. But then if we even try to show you what they publicly put on the website, we'll have our website shut down. So we have it blurred out here. But notice the little transgender books they're giving the kids and the fake prosthetic genitals for little girls, they show it in the hand. Now, again, the hand on the image of the prosthesis of the artificial genital. And again, that's what's on their actual site, ladies and gentlemen. And people will say, hey, it's okay to have adults tell little kids about this. Just don't show adults on YouTube or other children. Good Lord. Get it off the screen. I can't look at it anymore. And this is so little girls can urinate. And the parents can go in and say it's your choice at age four whether you want to be a boy or a girl. You can't go into a child and say it's your choice if you want to take PCP or drink a bottle of Jack Daniels or if you want to take inoculations or if you want to date the next door neighbor. You're not at the age of consent. This is abuse. Cut and dry. And Google and Facebook and Twitter are all there pushing it. And it's not hate of someone that thinks they're another sex. It's the hate of pushing garbage, whether it's heterosexual, homosexual, whatever it is, on children. Leave the children alone. Hey, teacher, leave them kids alone. Hey, NAMBLA, leave them kids alone. Because all in all, it's be another brick in the wall. And the rebellion against what you've done is going to be massive in Generation X, Generation Y, Generation Z. All the rest of it as humanity awakens. I'm done ranting. It's just unbelievable. I saw this morning as they were writing the article about it. It upset me the last hour. I just bit my tongue. I'm so mad. Leave the kids alone, for heaven's sakes. You freaks. God almighty. Heterosexual, homosexual, it's all called pedophilia when you target kids. So knock it off. The whole branding of this, and a lot of liberals, they want a social virtue signal with every new thing. So they're not into this stuff. They just, okay, Muslims aren't terrorists, and cutting women's genitals off is liberal, and throwing gays off buildings is, you know, and Islam is good, and sexualizing small children is good, and, because I'm in a virtue signal, just like me, and you're these alone nobodies. The leftists always walk up and go, boo, 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 knock my drink over, whatever, and everybody hates you, don't you feel ashamed? And I just bask like it's the sun. I go, quite proud of taking America back, and the world's next, and we're turning things around and praising the family and free market and Jesus Christ. And how you like that? And they just go, yeah, I'm not like you. I'm not like you people. I'm not an empty person that's off what other people think about me. I've got something in me. Understand? In me. Right here. Three spots. Boom, boom, boom. Right here. Wow, that's what I go off of. Feels good there. See, it's called a conscience, called my wiring. I follow that. My wiring. You haven't got to my wiring yet. You're trying to get to everybody else's wiring, but you're going to fail. All right, I'm going to shut up and do all these calls. So we got them loaded up. Phil, Kevin, John, Rich, Deborah, Eugene, Jeff, Lewis, Corey. We're going to go to all of you. Thank you for holding. Thank you for calling in. We're going to get to you. On the future of Trump, all the big promises coming through. How will the globalists strike back? New York Times saying that, you know, the coup's going on. We're going to talk about it all. But Zach in Morocco hasn't given us secret info, but he's been in Army Special Operations and Intelligence. He's actually known. He's been in the news. We know who he is. He's not ready to go public yet, but he gets through on the line. We should just call Zach routinely once a week, get updates, not just make him fight to get on the line. That's my fault. Should have thought of that. Zach, over there in Morocco, what do you make of the latest info? And top Marine general says there's a war coming. That's in the Hill newspaper.
Yes, Alex, it's great to be back on, and I just had to connect some dots here. Everything you've laid out is pretty accurate so far, but just wanted to connect some dots about the deep state death hurdle that will commence on the eve of Christmas into the new year, because they are going to go for broke. With that being said, we need to start out with some key information. Last time when myself and you were on, we brought up the HRC, Huma Abedin, Barack Hussein connection. That set off some alarm bells, and everybody knows what's gone on there with the researchers. Now, I'm going to drop some information that will make the Snowden stuff look like snowflakes compared to the avalanche that I'm about to unleash, because the stuff I'm privy to is very important. And at this point, this is a duty to kind of relay it. So I'm going to go ahead and do that here. You know, when it comes to this Fast and Furious thing, when it comes to this radical Islamic thing, let's look at one individual in particular, which will bring it all down. That individual's name is Anwar Awlaki. Anwar Awlaki, the American, the New Mexico-born, Colorado State-educated, George Washington University-educated, Anwar Awlaki, the influencer of Major Nadal Hassan at Fort Hood, that Anwar Awlaki is a major point in this. This Islamic threat is fabricated. You know, you have the FBI and you have the NSA days after the attack at Fort Hood coming out and saying, wow, he was talking with Anwar Awlaki. So let me get this straight. You have this information 2 to 3 days after this Fort Hood massacre there. How would you have that information 2 to 3 days later?
Well, later came out that the CIA knew he was talking to him for 2 years.
Oh, well, not only talking to him, they've presented Anwar al-Awlaki as a Yemenese cleric who is inciting violence within the United States. No, Anwar al-Awlaki was born in New Mexico. Anwar al-Awlaki was an intellectual. Anwar al-Awlaki was educated at the university in Colorado State and George Washington University. This is critical. Okay, this is very critical because this was all a setup, and they went too far here, and I witnessed it. So this is all going on while Fast and Furious is going on, where they're taking weapons from Fort Bliss in El Paso, moving them across the border into the Kingdom of Morocco, through the Sahara, in Algeria, eventually making their way to Libya, where they will defeat Gaddafi's reign there and create ISIS. So this is deep. These are not.
Well, that's what Tosh Plumlee, the CIA whistleblower, had said here. Was his info he broke down accurate from what you know?
Yeah, it was pretty accurate, but I was witness to it. I know exactly what happened there. And it's not a secret. People blew the whistle in Morocco, and the DTS command, the DST commander in Morocco.
So just to boil it down, why was Obama arming the Muslim Brotherhood and arming radical jihadists to destabilize moderate Muslim states?
Right. So destabilizing moderate Muslim states and also creating ISIS to wreak havoc as we see in the world today. So this is not a blind eye. This is black ops. This was CIA. This was funded by the highest powers that be reigning in our country at the time. So this is why this is so critical. I mean, you know, we do have a radical Islamic threat, but we need to realize where the funding comes from and who's really involved. And it's the left and it's the deep state, without question.
Absolutely. That's what the evidence shows. And it appears Trump is trying to actually cut that off and end that and make deals, actually try to stabilize the Middle East again. But that McMaster and others are double-crossing, still trying to go back to the old game right under Trump's nose.
It's absolutely unbelievable. And since the Trump administration has, you know, been in office, since some of the power positions have changed, we've seen incredible changes reach around the world. I'm just saying by firsthand information, when this information actually comes out, and I'm kind of hinting at some things without getting into anything very classified, but, you know, Fast and Furious was ran by our country. Fast and Furious is what created ISIS. There's just no way around it. This just wasn't SAWs. This just wasn't M4s. This was shoulder-fired weapons. This was artillery. This was everything. This was the standing up of ISIS.
Sure, and that was Obama and the EU and the globalists from all our research and our sources. Now you see the info coming out about arming Hezbollah as well. Why is that suddenly coming out in all places, Politico?
Well, that's coming out, and also what's coming out is sort of this UFO leaking, some of this other technology leaking, because what's essentially coming out is some of our deepest, I guess, quote-unquote, secrets of what's going on, because what we're going to see, and you hinted to it earlier as we got on the phone, there will be a strike on North Korea. I've been calling you and talking to you about this for 6 months, the ending of strategic patience. There will be an attack there, and the real issue there is people think about the collateral damage and what will occur there, but it will be sophisticated. We will unleash weapons that we do currently have that have been field tested, but we'll actually be using conventional warfare for the first time. These will be EMP. These will be strategic nuclear weapons. This will be all of it. And I did start to call up by saying on the eve of Christmas, I'm dubbing it the deep state death hurdle. They're red-handed. The information that I just laid out is damning. And this is nothing special. It's going to come out. It's going to come out. Before they said the NSA wasn't spying, it comes out they're spying. Before they said, no, we didn't arm ISIS. No, you did arm ISIS. Now the House of Cards is following. They are desperate. And
is it not Donald Trump for real? I mean, that's why they're so scared?
Oh, it's for real. This is history in the making. This is as sensational as it can be.
Well, stay right there. Let's come right back and finish up with Zach and all your other calls. Stay with us. Third hour. Please spread the links, folks.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure.
sure, Mrs. Anderson? Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars.